The incarceration rate across the state of Michigan has drastically decreased, according to a statement by State Supreme Court Chief Justice Bridget McCormack and Michigan Sheriff's Association Executive Director Matt Saxton. This is how McCormack describes the reduction.
Jail populations have been reduced, in some cases quite significantly, and in many cases at least somewhat.
In other words, jail population across Michigan have decreased to between 25% and 75% below their maximum capacity. According to McCormack, limiting the jail population can impact the spread of coronavirus, providing law enforcement with an opportunity to be a part of the solution.
Law enforcement, in some cases, have a choice about whether to take someone to jail or issue them a citation. We encourage them to issue citations when they can do that safely.
In Kent County, Sheriff Michelle LaJoy Young is working with judges to determine who could be released early from jail.
Now, some of these were people who had a sentence that was ending in the near term, or perhaps that were on work release. There are some people that were there on a low bond who hadn't been convicted of anything, and we worked with them to try to facilitate them making bond.
Since March 1st, the Kent County Correctional Facility inmate population has been reduced by an average of 200, according to LaJoy Young. A similar reduction in jail population has happened in Oakland and Wayne County. I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.